Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in chapter 24, Self-Talk to Increase Your Self-Discipline and Self-Mastery. Self-discipline and self-mastery are difficult qualities that will greatly enhance your life spiritually, physically, financially, and emotionally. People who have high levels of self-discipline and self-mastery focus on the second half of that first sentence. Their self-talk focuses on how much they will benefit and gain by having self-discipline. But people who find it challenging to have self-discipline tend to focus on the first half of that sentence. They think about how difficult and hard it is to refrain from doing some things, and how difficult and hard it is to do others. Your self-conversations decide if you will have the necessary willpower to gain self-mastery. Be aware of what you tell yourself when you fail to have self-discipline and when you do have self-discipline. In what areas would you like to have more self-discipline? In what circumstances is it relatively easy for you to have self-discipline? And in what circumstances is it more difficult for you to have self-discipline? Which patterns do you want to begin or to continue? Which patterns do you want to minimize or discontinue? Be aware of what you're saying to yourself, whatever the situation. People who are true masters of self-discipline find that they experience tremendous pleasure when they're in control of what they do and don't do. Having self-discipline builds your self-image. The sages in Pirkei Avos say, ask, who is a mighty person? And they answer, the one who conquers his own negative tendencies. It takes tremendous strength of character and willpower to consistently be master over ourselves. Someone who believes that he won't be able to have self-discipline will express his lack of confidence in the way he speaks to himself. Conversely, when he does believe that he will have the desired self-discipline, he'll talk to himself in ways that enable success. Everyone wants to be successful. Success and self-discipline is a true success in life. However, your victories will usually be private victories. Having a multitude of people cheering you on makes the difficult seem easier. But others might not realize the difficulty and challenge of increasing self-discipline. Doing it all alone makes it harder, and that's exactly what makes victories of self-discipline true victories. Cheer yourself on to have greater self-discipline. If you ever fail, don't become discouraged. Increase your willpower. Talk to yourself the way true champions talk to themselves. The more inner joy you feel when you're successful, the more you're motivated to succeed at having self-discipline.